Live from NPR News, I'm Shay Stevens. President Biden has signed legislation making June 19th, or Juneteenth, a national holiday, effective immediately. Biden calls it an important moment in U.S. history.
By making Juneteenth a federal holiday, all Americans can feel the power of this day and learn from our history and celebrate progress and grapple with the distance we've come, but the distance we have to travel, Jim.
June 19th marks the date in 1865 when black Texans learned they were no longer chattel slaves. Most federal workers will observe the new holiday on Friday. The U.S. Supreme Court has ended the decade-long legal battle against the Affordable Care Act known as Obamacare. In a 7-2 decision, the justices ruled that the plaintiffs had no right to bring the case to federal court. The law survived two earlier challenges before the high court, although the individual mandate for health care was removed. The High Court says the city of Philadelphia violated the Constitution by ending its contract with a Catholic group that refused to screen same-sex couples as potential foster parents. That story from NPR's Nina Totenberg.
The court agreed unanimously that the city violated the Catholic group's rights, but the justices divided 6-3 on the reasoning, with the majority limiting the reach of its decision, at least for now. Catholic Social Services aimed high in the case, asking the court to overturn a 1990 decision written by conservative icon Justice Antonin Scalia. That decision held that when the government has a generally applicable law or regulation and enforces it neutrally, the government action is presumptively legitimate, even if it has some incidental adverse impact on a religious group. But the court majority specifically refused to overturn Smith for now. Justices Alito, Thomas, and Gorsuch would have reversed Scalia's 3-decade-old ruling. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
A massive wildfire in south-central Arizona has grown to more than 170,000 acres. As member station KNAUS Ryan Heinches reports, crews have made steady progress in recent days, containing more than 70% of the blaze.
Several small communities east of Phoenix remain under evacuation as firefighters focus on protecting homes along the Telegraph Fire's southeastern edge. Dozens of structures have been destroyed after it was first reported nearly 2 weeks ago, and it's since become one of the state's largest wildfires on record. The blaze merged with another mostly contained fire earlier in the week. Crews are battling more than half a dozen active wildfires in Arizona. Bans on campfires and most open flames have been implemented in the state, as much of the region faces near-record triple-digit temperatures and extreme drought.
Another Ryan Heinches reporting. This is NPR News. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has signed a bill allowing people to obtain and carry handguns without undergoing a background check or training. The National Rifle Association has called it the most significant gun rights measure in the state's history. Texas already allows people to carry rifles without a permit, and several other states have taken similar steps, but Texas is the largest. Israeli jets struck in Gaza for the second night in a row Thursday in response to the launch of explosive-laden balloons fired by Hamas militants. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Jerusalem.
Another night of strikes in the Gaza Strip, more intensive than the previous night, according to an Israeli military spokesman. The strikes are in response to the launch of balloons laden with explosives from the Hamas-controlled enclave throughout the day. The balloons ignited fires along Israel's southern border. There were no reported casualties. These 2 days of rising tension threatened to unravel a ceasefire that came in May after 11 days of rocket strikes in Israel and airstrikes in Gaza. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Zambia's founding president and a champion of African nationalism has died at the age of 97. Kenneth Kaunda was 97 years old. He ruled the country from 1964 to 1991. Kaunda came to prominence as the leader of a campaign to end colonial rule in the southern African nation when it was called Northern Rhodesia. He was elected the country's first president of the renamed Zambia in 1964, spearheading the right to end white minority rule. This is NPR News. Support.